Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They got the dub. Phils get a W. Finally, again. Look, it was a scrap it out kind of win. It was a good win. You know, it wasn't the cleanest game. They had to fight. Got some big hits. Obviously, some notable Phils got some big hits, including Alec Bohm, which was excellent to see. Bryce with the homer. So we'll talk a lot about the Phils today. We'll also get a ton into the Eagles. 8 days now to the NFL draft. Howie and Nick obviously spoke yesterday. We'll play the audio of what they said. We'll also gear up for this draft, which, as I said, is coming up in a week and a day. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. Good morning.
The right lung holds more air than the left lung.
Huh. Wonder why.
Because it's larger, and it has three lobes, while the left lung has two.
Well, that would be a reason. Larger would, suffice.
Do you know why the left lung has two instead of three lobes?
One little piggy stayed home.
The left lung has to accommodate the heart.
Ooh, makes sense. Mm-hmm. John, it makes sense.
It fits together.
It does. I'm actually pretty impressed with that factoid.
Yeah.
And not only my ability to understand
but
most people probably
dug in and learned.
Yeah, I like
right
that
there.
One. Yeah, 3-2. I'll forget it by tomorrow, but I like it for now. I also like that the Phillies got a win. I mean, attaboy, guys, back on the right side of the ledger.
Look, how about the fact that Alec Bohm had a lot to do with the fact that we won? He had a nice hit at drove in the second run in the sixth and got Verlander very flummoxed. But Alec Bohm also himself was very flummoxed last night.
It's a little emotional.
Like the whole time.
A little emotional.
The whole time, even after the game, when he's the player of the game and being interviewed, I couldn't help thinking, holy cow, it looks like this has taken a physical toll on Alec Bohm. He looks emaciated. He looks like, even his voice
sounded
quiet.
Yeah, he'd been going through it.
And, yeah, he was struggling.
You know, Bryce said some interesting stuff last night messaging about how he wants Bohm to kind of approach this whole thing. So we'll get to that. Obviously, the Phils win last night. Not Lizardo's best outing, but, you know, nothing horrible. They gut it out. They hold on to it in the end. Obviously, Bryce's homer fairly late was ultimately the difference. So we'll take your phone calls on the Phils last night, 215-592-9494. Hop aboard to talk the Phils, and it's good to see them get a win. Now let's get to the draft. 8 days. I have, ladies and gentlemen, one Eagles frustration. And you might say, well, why? Everybody's in a good mood. And like, yeah, I get it. I get that everybody's in a good mood about the Eagles, and we should be. But there's one thing that's been gnawing on me for about a month and a half now. And it continues as we approach this draft. Because this draft has had, obviously, less, I'll call it intrigue or interest from the fan base and us as talk show hosts that I can remember in a long time, maybe ever in my life as a sports fan. I mean, it's just, you know, we consistently are saying we're cranking up the draft coverage, and then like we just kind of raise the meter a little bit, John, because look, picking 32 is a massive factor that has downplayed interest. There's no question. It's harder to figure out when there's 20 different guys you're trying to sort through, maybe 40, who they're going to get, then like when you have the 10th pick and you know it's going to be one of like five guys.
Well, okay, what about the fact that Howie told us yesterday they don't have 32 first-round grades on this draft?
Yeah, I was surprised
so
you said that.
The guys that we're talking about picking, they're not even – they might not be first-round draft picks. But they're guys that aren't getting talked about on these programs.
Right.
You know, they're not the guys who were in the running and, and sitting up there for the Heisman and doing all the, you know, the end of year celebratory stuff. These are guys who not fell through the cracks, but they're good players who aren't the blasted across the stars in neon big name guys.
Yeah. So clearly the lead up to it, in light of what John just said, and I'm sure you feel it listening to us, because it's been different in the approach to 32. All right, we get that for all the obvious reasons. Here's my point. Here's my frustration. My frustration about the Eagles actually has nothing to do with the Eagles. James, this is going to be one of those ones. I turn my, can I use the term guns on the air? Sure. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
It's not an action. I'm not going to shoot anybody.
Good.
On the listeners, on the callers, and on my freaking coach, John Ritchie.
I don't know if that's
smart or
not.
On Ritchie,
but...
and on probably Devin, and Seltzer, definitely on you, and Rhea to you to an extent for sure.
You don't ever have to worry.
But not as much as Ritchie. Here's my problem, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me if this works for you or not. I am frustrated that I sense millions of people, millions, because we only have a sample size here at WIP. We talk to hundreds or thousands in a given span of time based on how many calls we get. But, I mean, I got all my friends, and sample size is enough that I feel I can use the term millions are taking.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles' greatness for granted. And I'm tired of it. And the lack of interest in this draft to me is an example. Let me walk you through what I'm trying to say here. So the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. We're all in a good mood, as we should be. But there's another draft coming in 8 days. And it feels to me like people are asleep at the wheel. And I feel like the Eagles obviously have been a great organization. There's no question. And Howie's been a great general manager, and I think someday we'll give a speech at Canton, Ohio, and I think he's going to deserve to do so. With that said, I am so sick of hearing people say, Howie's got this. 32. You know, I don't know, like, any of the players, but doesn't matter. Forget critical analysis. Howie's got this. You know what? Maybe. Maybe he does. Maybe he does not. Yes, he's been on a heater. No question. Guys, there's no denying that. Thank God he's been on a heater. Thank Howie he's been on a heater. It's been awesome. Two Super Bowl appearances in the last 3 years. A championship a couple months ago. Two titles in the last 8 seasons. Playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years. I got it, guys. I'm with you. Let me put it this way. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs 7 of the next 8 years? No. Because that's hard to do. Hard to make the playoffs 7 times in 8 years. So I know they just did it. I know we've seen past success. It's awesome. I know there's still a lot here. I'm not denying that. Saquon, obviously, the receivers, the line. Some people believe in Hurts more than me. But, I mean, there's a lot here. You still have Bond. You still have Jalen Carter. You still have the rookie corners that are going to be second year now. Like, there's a lot here. However, .. They did lose a lot in free agency, guys. They did. I mean, even Baldy this week on WIP, when he was on with the afternoon guys, he was like, I lost some guys. Yeah. Yes. They actually lost some pretty hefty guys.
Played a major part in beating Mahomes.
Not auxiliary. Not Milton Williams.
I can't get over the fact that Oren Burks is now such a major loss.
Oh my goodness. No.
Yeah, you know what? This has gotten out of hand.
And you, John, are largely responsible for this.
We thought this defense, this team's defense, was going to stink, especially the cornerbacks last season. But at this time, at this moment in time, back, you know, rewind in time, 1 year. And we thought that the offense and the run game, at least I thought the offense and the run game with Saquon was going to have to carry the day because the defense wasn't going to be worth its salt because we didn't have any personnel because it was young. And who was going to play cornerback? We had no idea.
Right.
Things a lot changes between now and August.
But they lost half of the starters on defense.
Okay. And that happens to many teams.
Here's my point. Here's my point. Here's my point.
And those starters are replaceable.
No, not when you said okay.
They are.
If they get the right guys, have they so far?
Have we tried?
Have they? Yes.
Have we gone out and actually gotten the guys that we need to get? No.
Okay,
it's not
thank
August
you.
Yet.
Thank you.
Right?
So what are they going to get? 3 or 4 new starters between now and August you think suffice on defense?
Sure.
Really?
Whatever we
you
need
really
to
expect
do.
Them to get 3 to 4 guys that start? I don't.
Why not?
You think they're going to get
wrong with
between...
You think they can't get 3
I
new
think
starters?
I think with salary cap constraints, they're in a problem.
They had 7 new starters this year on defense.
Yeah.
For the best
you
defense...
You mean last season?
Yes, we've
can
ever
we just
seen.
Can we differentiate between last season and this season?
Yes, all right. Last
season is
the
over.
The best Eagles defense we've ever seen started the year with 7 new starters. I'm just throwing that out
there. Yeah, and you know what? Quinyon Mitchell was picked higher than 32.
And somehow...
So what? Cooper DeGene was not picked higher than... How about that?
I know, that's...
Pick 40.
That's a great retort.
So there we go.
And how often does that happen with Howie, James?
The last 3 years, it's happened every round he's picked
that
the first
two
rounds.
That a player has played as well
and
year one as Cooper DeGene did?
No.
Your brain is
broken.
Nolan Smith did nothing
it's
year
not
one. He was taken right around
Howie.
Where the Eagles are picking this year.
Stop saying Howie. It's the scouting and personnel departments. It is, I don't even know how many people we're talking about. Hundreds of people?
Sure.
It's not just Howie.
But
he
makes the decision in the end.
And yesterday, listening to Howie, who is the guy at the top who filters it to Jeffrey and to us and to the world, I believe in Jeffrey at the head of it and his personnel and scouting departments because he is brilliant. And he proved it again
what
yesterday.
What happened to Halfrey?
When he talked to
What happened
us.
To Halfrey?
They proved to us how great they are, Joe.
So you were wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so here's
and
my
how
point.
How many times have we discussed
no,
the
I,
fact
I
that
agree.
They, through the years, have grown and improved as a front office?
I agree.
They took
I agree
a
with
philosophy that.
That
no one thought would work. Wait a second. They're going to mix it up. Wait, bring analytics to the NFL? Wait, science to the NFL? Hold on. They're not going to do it the old school way. It's no longer what would Bill Walsh do.
Yeah.
It's now what would science and analytics tell you is best and most advisable.
Fair.
And we'll look into that and research that, and maybe we'll go down that path.
I get it.
They've brought the NFL into the 21st century, essentially. And that's Howie. That's Jeffrey's vision that Howie could actually spearhead
I don't disagree with what you're saying there, John. And I'm curious, you can react. I really want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494 on what you make of all this. Because we do have a draft coming up and there's been little interest. And part of my, if I was writing a term paper here, part of my thesis is, I think part of the reason there's so little interest in the draft is because there's too much. It's going to sound crazy because I love him. There's too much belief in Howie. I mean, they lost a lot of players. People are like, oh, no big deal. They got the 32nd pick. People are like, oh, no big deal. No, no, that hurts compared to having the 10th pick. Now, I'd rather have the 32nd pick and having just won a Super Bowl. I get that. We all get that. I'm not a dummy there. But, I mean, I just think they're, you know, I hear John talk, and part of the reason I said you were wrong, and I wasn't trying to drill down on you, John, but here's my point. Because I've been wrong before, too, once or twice in my life. Here's my point. The collective, can be wrong again. That's all I'm trying to say, guys. Like, I know you feel great about the Eagles, and you should, but I feel like critical analysis and seeing through the clouds has somehow been lost in the process of the last 2 months with the team having won a title.
Point
and
that it's like, flashlight directly in your face.
About what?
On Jalen Hurts, on
Howie Roseman. Well, it, look, we'll see. Obviously, what Jalen's got when Les is around him. But here's my point: Les is going to be around him. Les is going to be around on the team, and people just act like no big deal. And I'm, as we get closer to this draft, I'm just tired.
It's a big deal.
I'm tired of everyone acting like no big deal.
Masterful at handling this big deal.
We'll see. So wait, they got the title again, and they're going to be up 40-6 in the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Probably not.
You're right. Probably not. But it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible. But my point is,
and for the next 5 years,
I just think how
like
I think Howie's digging in more on this draft than fans are. To prepare for it and have critical analysis to recognize things could go backwards. That's all I'm saying. All right, talk to us. 215-592-9494. Am I talking out of my hiney, or does this make some sense to you? Because honest to God, I think some people have lost their heads around here. I really do. Joe Cameron, John Rich, your phone calls on all of this. What is your reaction to this? Plus the fills. We'll get to that, obviously, in heavy order throughout the show as well. Ruben tomorrow at 7, your phone calls all show. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. On 94 WIP.
During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. Live betting is always a thrill. And just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $250 in bonus bets.